It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And just when you thought things couldn't get any worse in the sewer, yes, we have some really dark sides of our government and just life in general here. We are living in a world dominated by Satan and his forces. I think if you look at the biblical aspects of this thing, it is probably the most evil of things that we are going to be discussing in this next hour. Our number is 844-769-2944. This is one of those dark testimonials that have been put into books. There is one out in particular, Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State, Epilogue and Appreciation. There are articles out that we are going to make available to you. Reaching COVID-19, Turning Point of Critical Mass is Nuremberg 2 next. We're going to talk about the London Metropolitan Police criminal investigation going on right now with Boris Johnson. And it's amazing how you would notice that after the ICC criminal court filing, naming 16 defendants, including Fauci, you know, the patron saint of Wuhan, the Gateses, Klaus Schwab, all the big pharma CEOs that have been making billions of dollars. Well, the Metropolitan Police of London are now investigating COVID crimes in yet another criminal complaint. Attorney Tom Rentz, who has spoken multiple times at Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour, he's unloading irrefutable criminal evidence in a hearing with Senator Ron Johnson. I hope you caught that. I believe it's still out there somewhere if it hadn't been censored. We also talked about depopulating America and the rest of the world because, as you know, people like Bill Gates and others who have been following the teachings of the population bomb by Dr. Paul and Ehrlich and his wife, Anne, she gets equal credit for putting this book out because apparently it touched the minds of several of these elitists who all want to try to take us out. And the way they're doing it is through kill shots, clot shots, vaccines that have garbage in them that are designed to either kill or seriously injure everyone around the globe, including your kids. And we have an author that we are bringing on with us right now. And this is why I'm saying 844-769-2944. We're going to be talking about stuff with Joachim Hagopian, like adrenochrome. What is it? Where do they get it? Why do people want it? What do they think they're getting by injecting the blood of little children who have been sliced open while they're still alive? I mean, this is pretty dark stuff, folks. But yet we have somebody who is a West Point graduate, former Army officer, who is exposing faulty U.S. military leadership. And I got to ask, Joachim, how is it? Where are all these kids from across the border? They're coming up from all parts of the world, and all of a sudden we don't ever hear from them again. A lot of them are turning up missing. We have a lot of our children that are turning up missing. And I just have this sinking feeling that they're being kidnapped and taken and used in these satanic rituals where they're being cut open while they're still alive, while their adrenaline rushes happen, and they draw the blood out for these whores in Parliament and in various places in the world to get bags full of this blood. I mean, am I out there? Am I too far out, or is this actually happening?
Sadly, tragically, it's happening. Yeah, I mean, this is a boom for the human and child trafficking industry, which is the largest, most lucrative, and fastest growing illegal organized crime in the entire world. And Biden, who is a Satanist and a pedophile, has opened the border, and basically it's the drug cartels bringing the kids in, carte blanche, and they, at taxpayer expense, being shipped all over the United States, and missing. Yes. A lot of them. We have every year, on the average, 800,000 missing children in the United States, and somewhere in the range of about 8 million worldwide missing. And Many of them are found and returned, family squabbles, abducting the children. But there is a very organized, highly structured network globally that operates internationally. And there's a lot of these missing kids. And we also have to talk about under the ground. There's a lot of missing kids. There's kids that are born underground. They never even have seen the light of day. We have basically White Hat Alliance going around, actually rescuing children. At some point it will be made public, but, you can't give away all your moves, to the enemy before you make them. So, a lot of it, unfortunately, is held, from the public, but there are a few people that actually have, and I spoke to a person, myself, one of the soldiers that was actually, underground in, under Melbourne, Australia at the time that I spoke to him. And, it's for real. The rescue operations by the White Hat is for real. I had my doubts, but, a friend of mine has actually hooked me up with the actual soldier. I know what's going on. So there is a rescue operation. But, yeah, it's a sad and pathetic situation where so many children are being so abused. And, it's on an industrial scale, whether we're talking about, the underground, under military installations, many times they have their underground facilities going down several miles even into the earth, where the horrors go on, because they have all kinds of experimentation that goes on down there as well. Or whether we're talking about the missing kids above ground that end up in the pipeline, end up in the global trafficking network. It's highly organized. There's gatekeepers in the transportation industry. There's gatekeepers in the education industry. There's gatekeepers in the child protection services throughout the world. When I was a licensed marriage family therapist for over a quarter century out there in Southern California, I ended up having a direct experience, obviously, with children as my client, who were a part of the system of the Department of Children and Family Services, and the children's court judge would place them at various placements that were unsafe and were abusive environments. I saw it up close and personal as a therapist on behalf of my clients, trying to get the word in so that they could make the best decision that would keep the children safe. And unfortunately, on a number of occasions, I was not even allowed in the courtroom where they're making these life and death decisions that are bringing children into harm's way. I saw a very broken, corrupt system for the many years that I was operating in the mental health field as a licensed therapist out there in Southern California. And that's what first got me started, because I worked with a lot of pedophilia clients, victims of it, usually through extended family members or neighbors or things like that. Basically came on to this whole on a global scale of the network once the Jeffrey Epstein situation happened. That really started piquing my interest as far as trying to understand the scope and complexity of the system that allows these children for generations to be victimized in horrific ways that are hard for us decent people who have a heart and soul for us to even wrap our heads around, because it's so ungodly and satanic. But yeah, so next question.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a mouthful in and of itself. And the thing is, you know, why would people take adrenochrome? What is it supposed to do? I mean, has anybody explained to you what adrenochrome is and what it's supposed to do? These people think that if they take this stuff, I mean, they're going to stay healthy and look younger. I mean, is that what these sick, twisted individuals are thinking?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Hollywood industry that makes their living by staying young and beautiful, you know, I mean, it's on an industrial scale. They have factories where they keep children in prison and do torture. And then the adrenal glands basically secrete hormones that are oxygenated in the blood when they're terrified and being tortured and sometimes killed. They have basically an expiration date. It's just sick. But yeah, they usually last maybe 2 years or so. And you know, I mean, when a child is so abused for so long, every few days they go through another session where they're tortured and drained of some of their blood. And so they can only endure so long before the body and the mind and everything shuts down. And so, yeah, they actually have expiration dates where they actually will end up killing them. There's that kind of industrial scale production of the adrenochrome, and that is injected. It is drank by these horrible people. And yes, there is scientific basis that does prove that it does rejuvenate cells and makes old people look much younger. So yeah, I mean, it's in demand by a lot of soulless, psychopathic, sociopathic type people. And many of them are, very important people in this world that are admired and looked up to and very rich and powerful. You know, whether we're talking the entertainment industry, the music, the film, the television, or we're talking basically the VIP compromised, sexually blackmailed politicians. Basically, they sell their souls to the devil so that they can basically become in this inner club of total psychopaths that do horrible things to children. And there's gatekeepers at all levels that protect this inner club. It's our job. We know what's going on. We know who some of these criminals are.
Are you going to name names?
Well, we know that the Clintons are both heavily involved and have been forever. They were caught actually with a pedophile that basically was abducting children in Haiti. They stole $2 billion in aid that were going to the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. You know, had that big earthquake, and I believe it was like 2010, and Hillary was the Secretary of State in charge of foreign policy, and then they sent Bill as the basically the savior that was going to go down and do all the relief work, humanitarian work for the Haitian people that had over 250,000 people dead and many children were without parents. However, I'm trying to remember her name, but anyway, she was caught at the border trying to get into Dominican Republic and, with 33 children, many of them that had parents that weren't even, orphans. And basically they immediately came to the rescue of this woman, who ended up basically afterwards, after she actually got caught and then the Clintons rescued her, they hired a lawyer who was actually a human trafficker, And she ended up working in the Missing Children Bureau. You know, this is what they do. I mean,
the irony.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But as long as they have gatekeepers in all of these kind of positions, I mean, basically, in the five books that I wrote, which I covered pretty much the entire world with the global network, and basically the charity, child charity, is a magnet for, and even the State Department, you know, they have an art program in the State Department where they actually have pedophiles that are involved in this. And it's also, you know, affiliated with the Clinton Foundation. It's also affiliated with Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's partner in crime. She was basically his handler for the Israeli military intelligence operation. That's what their operation was. It was basically the business of getting on film many VIPs, be they entertainers or politicians or CEOs, people all in high places, and getting them on film and then sexually blackmailing them so that they start wars and do what they're told and engage in the horrific things that corrupt governments do.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Joaquin. This whole thing you're writing about with the blackmail. Now, we know about this New Mexico. It's like 10,000 square foot residence that Epstein had, and one room was full of cameras that were all basically in video screens that were all focused on these various rooms that these politicians and people would take these young girls or boys and have sex with them. So they basically blackmail them all. How many members of Congress would you say are involved in this?
I would say that at least half are sexually blackmailed, and then there's probably another third or so that are compromised, and you know, through bribery and you know, bribery and sexual blackmail is the way to control the politicians. And I would say probably at least half to two
half
thirds
of Congress.
At least half.
See, this is not this isn't QAnon stuff, folks. This is real. This is going on. I mean, Joaquin has written for Global Research, LouRockwell.com. I mean, five volumes of Pedophilia and Empire. I mean, we go into deep state, and now, you know, the left-wing mainstream media is doing everything in its power to keep this stuff quiet. I would believe that most of big media is also involved in this, and they're all a bunch of pedophiles as far as I'm concerned, but the thing is that how much definitive proof do you have in the books that you've written?
Oh yeah, I use all public domain material, but there's implications of many, many people. I mean, Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, he was actually a guest at the Epstein Ranch there in New Mexico. And engaged in having sex with underage children. The senator from Maine, who is a very powerful person, can't remember his name offhand right now, but yeah, I get into the names in the books. They're all there that are affiliated. They've been implicated by victims that come forth. And you know, we have yet to see justice. That Ghislaine Maxwell trial was a scam. You know, I mean, it was all about protecting the higher profile people that are compromised. We didn't see anybody go down for that. You know,
other than her.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, I mean, we have the goods on a lot of people. And I believe that we're turning things around. I mean, just the fact that we have now have these legitimate lawsuits at the International Criminal Court, and Tom Renz is in America doing his thing. The police investigation, Metro Police in London, are now investigating all the victims there that have been harmed by the jab. There's lawsuits galore, and the people will be held accountable. They've engaged in bioterrorism in a premeditated bioterrorism way that's against the law. And so they are being held to account. I believe we are in process of doing that, and they all will all be going down. And this will extend to the pedophiles in high places as well. I believe we're turning it around. I really do. I'm optimistic.
Well, I know, and I would like to be the same way. I also have done enough research in this area. You know, we have to be suspicious of just about everything, especially when you have Soros backing and funding all of these leftist prosecutors that are pretty much letting all of this satanic ritualistic criminal behavior act like a revolving door, and people just walk out and do the same thing over and over again, whether it's involved in pedophilia or just regular on the street type crimes. And then you've got Reiner Fulmich, who I've seen a number of different of his videos and the case that he filed with the seven British plaintiffs at the International Criminal Court. And I'm still debating in my mind whether or not this court is actually going to follow through with all of this stuff. And we are coming up to our break, and I want to come back on the other side of the break. The number is 844-769-2944. I know a lot of you have been foaming at the mouth over this whole thing. A lot of you still are probably going through cognitive dissonance, which is a term I know that Joachim Hagopian is very familiar with, because this is the kind of thing where I can't believe it. I can't believe what I'm hearing. You can't wrap your head around it, but you need to start, because this is how dangerous our society's become. We're going to be continuing this conversation after a short break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago. And I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, it's Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us for this dark segment. And the author of the books, Pedophilia and Empire, Satan and Sodomy in the Deep State, he has basically written hundreds of articles for news sites like Global Research and LouRockwell.com. Part of the problem that we have the elitist movement out here in the world, and I'm talking about the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Fauci. I point a finger at all of them. I point a finger at the left-wing media for covering all this up. As you know, from CNN's producers, senior producers getting busted for underage sex. I mean, this is obviously very rampant. And now we have another aspect of what Joachim Hagopian has been covering, and that is the intentional infliction of a bioweapon on not only American citizens, but also on the rest of the world in an attempt to depopulate the world because the elitists that are out there, many of which occupy seats in the Committee of 300, the Council of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. I mean, you name whatever think tank you have out there, including BlackRock and Vanguard investment groups. All of these people are involved in this entire criminal cabal. And because of the fact that they think that they're better than we are and that they deserve to live while they kill all of us, have basically, and this is what I've always said, there's somebody out there that's got the research, that's done the homework, that's got some sort of definitive proof other than, you know, some QAnon-based conspiracy theory, which is yet to be proven. And, I mean, this is the thing. QAnon, every time I talk to somebody that's a QAnon person, they're talking about all these codes that are put through the system because they don't want to tip off the other side. And Joachim Hagopian, who's on the show with us right now, has basically alluded to the fact that they can't let all of this information out at once, because the White Hats don't want to be exposed in what they're trying to do to uncover all of this nefarious behavior. Esther in Washington, thanks for calling in. You have a question for Joachim Hagopian.
Yes. The first question is, how do you spell your last name?
It's H-A-G-O-P-I-A-N.
H-A-G-O-P-I-A-N.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you so much for having the courage to come and talk like this on this
on the Power Hour. Thank you so very much. And I will pray that God keep the hedge of protection around you at all times, Joaquin. Thank you so much. You are exposing a situation that has been building up, literally over the centuries, but specifically, obviously, in this last decade. And this all stems from the Masons and the Rosicrucianists and the Knights Templar and that whole situation there. And this has to do with the 33rd degree of Masonry. This, when men achieve that degree, before then, they have reached a state where they know that these rites that they're performing, it turns into satanic worship, and they are told that they are worshiping Lucifer. And in the belly of the beast, anarchists and Antichrist resurrection and return, this is put out by Defender Films, and they speak and they go into the blood sacrifices. And during the Masonic rites, which they have the Scottish Temple right in within the grounds of Washington there, with all the, you know, all the stuff, the main central part of Washington, D.C. And when the president is being inaugurated, the Masons, the high degree Masons in their secret temple, are having their rites. And these rites start, you know, when we've heard of the Bohemian Grove, they actually burn a sacrificial victim alive. And during these other satanic rites, when at the moment of death, at that moment, they have done many rites and chanting and all sorts to Lucifer, to Satan or Satan, there is demons that cross over the veil, that can cross over the veil through this. This happened during Baal worship, and this is what this DVD says. This globally sovereign empire, which we're talking about the globalists now, would lead the entire world into a golden age of spiritual enlightenment, posturing itself as a true utopia, while it ushers in a revival of ancient magic rites, as well as a return to the worship of old gods and goddesses. And
that's some heavy input there, Esther.
We are entering into a Luciferian age, and this is why the second coming of Christ is coming.
Well, I appreciate that input. Joaquin, do you agree with what Esther's saying? I mean, how much of this have you investigated? And what do you know about it?
Everything basically she said is true. Yeah, the 33rd degree Masonry, when you get that high, that's one of the highest, they are Satanists. I mean, basically I get into in these books, all of the secret societies, primarily in book one. We have the Knights of Malta, and we have the Jesuit order, the Templars. There's even Templars around still, even though they supposedly were in the, 1300s, banished and executed and all that. But yeah, they became Freemasonry, actually. They migrated up to Scotland and started the free rites of Masonry there. But the Jesuits started in the 1500s. The Malta Knights were with the Templars, in the Crusades back in, 1100, I mean. They've been around a long, long time, since the ancient times, and they've engaged in rituals. And occult rituals where they actually call upon demonic forces that are not in the physical form, and they actually inhabit the bodies of the practitioners of this evil religion called Satanism, Luciferianism, and basically they take over the bodies and the minds and actually steal the souls of the children that they're sacrificing. They feed off their parasites and they feed off the energy of young blood and youth. It's totally tragic and horrific and brings up all the cognitive dissonance that people can't handle. But one of the really encouraging things, that I observed I started the first book back in April of 2017. So it's now going back to almost 5 years that I began the book. And by July of 2021, which is when I finished the final fifth book, we've seen a whole turnaround as far as in our society. People have gone from, it's too disturbing, I can't handle it, and they run away from the conversation, to now people are accepting the reality that it is pervasive, and we need to exterminate this kind of scourge on this earth. And the only way to do that is to find out the scope of the problem. So people are interested in finding out what it's all about and how it's actually being carried on right to this day. They have satanic holidays where they really go in for blood sacrifice of many, many children all over the earth. And they do it all the time, every day too, but especially on satanic holidays. And it's all underground, and it's a private club of psychopaths, soulless entities. Some people believe that they actually are shape-shifting reptilians, and I get into that aspect of it as well, even though I realize when you get into that woo-woo realm, you lose a lot of people because they don't believe it. But it's for real. I do believe it. We're talking about demonic forces here, and basically there are lower forms of aliens that have basically migrated to this earth and interacted with humans. They call it the Nephilim in the Bible, where the fallen angels actually fornicated with earth women, human women. And it goes deep and wide. And I cover it in the five books. I do it regionally, with the fifth book being, pedophilia around the world. And I tie in the whole global network. And then there's two books on Great Britain alone. Because that's basically, I call it book two, the epicenter of pedophilia. And then one book covers the American and Canadian pedophilia network. And the first one gets back into the ancient times all the way up to the Catholic Church.
That's amazing. And so this scenario leads up to where we are. And thank you so much for your call, Esther. We appreciate that. The turning point of critical mass with COVID-19. And I've always intimated ever since January of 2021, when we started to see what was going on and how it was hidden by mainstream media, and everybody was just talking up the fact that, you know, people were allowed to travel here, and of course they got into President Trump and ridiculed him because he closed down the borders. That did not stop this bioweapon from actually being implemented in the United States through the form of a jab. And of course, then we just talked about in our last hour about the studies that were done at Yale University regarding how they were going to get the message out there, how they were going to humiliate and ridicule people that refused to take the vax, try to criminalize us. They're denying people transplants because of the fact that they won't take the jab. All of this is part of this nefarious plot. The CDC, the NIH, Fauci, everybody's involved in it. The World Economic Forum, the Echo Health Alliance. I'm sure, Joaquim, you've been through all of the entire chain. You've been through the emails. with Fauci and these scientists who said this stuff was not a wet seafood market. Talk a little bit about the depopulation agenda and how you've come to determine that it's irrefutable. It is happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when you delve into these dark realms like pedophilia and this fake pandemic and then the death jab as a genocidal weapon to basically remove humanity from the earth, you realize that these dark forces that are doing all this are one and the same. And they've been in control of the earth for a long, long, long time. And, so yeah, when it comes to this, this bio terror, basically, we have all the evidence. I mean, they tried to get away with it, you know, with, scaring, making people panic about, oh, you know, the mask and the 6 feet and all this crap. That's totally useless. You know, and they panic the population into lining up for the jab. And, you know, and I'm a little disappointed, when Trump gets out there and tries to defend and brag about how great it was that Warp Speed did it.
Well, that makes two of us. That makes two of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause, you know, he's done some good, you know, and so it's disappointing. But anyway, yeah, I mean, the jab is a genocidal bioweapon, and, they want to remove humans from the earth. And, you know, non-vaccines do actually alter the DNA. And the Supreme Court in 2013 ruled that basically you are no longer human. You are owned by the industrial patent that altered your DNA. And so you don't any longer have human rights. And you know, you are less than human, really. Now, obviously, there's people dying from taking the jab. You know, obviously, I think we're pretty much aware that it does destroy the immune system, and people are dying right and left. I mean, we got millions around the world now that have been basically succumbed to the lethal injection. And so, you know, it's just a matter of taking them to court, and that's what's encouraging, is that we are being heard in the court, and there's many lawsuits now being filed everywhere. The model actually for it was the one that's taking place now in London with the Metro Police doing the investigation, because they actually named doctors that were actually administering it, and they're collecting the evidence of the victims. So these lawsuits are going up everywhere, regionally, all around the world. And so I'm encouraged that we have Thomas Renz, who is a courageous attorney that's representing a lot of the Department of Defense soldiers that have been harmed by this lethal concoction. So I'm encouraged that things are going to get turned around. We have the evidence. So in the same way that we have the evidence with pedophilia and the perpetrators there, which are the same as the perpetrators of this genocidal bioweapon. Yeah, I mean, we've reached critical mass. We have the truckers convoy up there in Ottawa doing their part that have inspired truckers and medical freedom activists, human rights activists all over the world to actively oppose the agenda through civil disobedience. And I know that there's probably going to be false flags that will try and discredit the movement, the truth movement for medical freedom. So we cannot give them any ground, but there will be false flags, but they will also be uncovered, and the perpetrators of the false flags will be exposed.
They're also implementing tyrannical moves too, like this declaring emergencies. And this is a big problem here. Now, we got the callers are very, very concerned about this, Joaquin. Rita in Missouri, what say you?
Okay, I have a couple of comments. At the beginning of the program today, when you were talking about praying for people, I wanted to let people know if they have a loved one in a coma, the people can actually hear you, so pray with them. Don't let the doctor say anything negative and pray with those people. I was hit in the head by a supervisor several years ago with five big gaudy rings, and I had a pain in my head so bad, so I was searching for a doctor to help me. Well, I had a face-to-face conference with the doctor that actually brought Rodney Dangerfield out of his coma, and everything she said was so awe-inspiring. So do not let the doctors talk negative in front of your loved ones in a coma, and pray with them because they can hear you. And the other comment I have is with the sports, all that goes on, like I say, they try to suffocate our breathing with the mask, but yet the sports, they always let it go. And the other thing about the sports is the vendors are all cashless. That's just another step leading towards a social credit system. People don't realize that.
Well, no, I do, Rita, and I appreciate you bringing that up because I'm sure that's something that Joachim Hagopian is looking into, and we appreciate your enlightening our audience about the praying with the folks that are in comas. I really believe that, too. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the phone with Joachim Hagopian.
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, Joaquin. Joaquin, I want you to know I'm praying for you also. You know, Joaquin, what amazes me is how people out here refuse to see the evilness when it's apparent. They won't touch this topic. What scares them so much? They look at this on a purely humanistic level and not a spiritual level. And when you bring this up to them, they look at you like you have two heads. Have you experienced that quite often, Joaquin?
Yes, there are a lot of blind people. They actually have a name for it, mass formation psychosis, where they cannot take in any information, and they actually are so cut off from reality that they hold on and actually can get actually psychotic in their belief system. So unfortunately, and I have also found that it seems as though the more a person is educated, the more they're brainwashed and the more they hold on to the evil, the lies, the deception. And so, yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that as much as you try and convey the truth to them, they are unreceptive and are closed off from even processing what you have to say. But then again, there's a lot of people that are questioning. They know there's something horribly wrong, and they're open to it. So, you know, we seek these people out and you know, share information with them. So, you know, I think that we just need to be encouraged that we are at a turning point, and the critical mass of the population that are getting it and open to the truth are growing every single day. So that's what gives me the encouragement and optimism to believe that, yes, we will fight back. It is a life and death situation, and it is a war between good and evil. And we must win for the sake of surviving and leaving the world for our children in a better place. It is our responsibility and obligation as human beings to do this, as God's children to do this. And so it's a commitment that you know, if we die trying, you know, it's for the great cause, but we must do it. And the truth sets us free. That is our freeing mechanism by which we're able to turn things around. So I encourage everybody that is open to the truth to just keep, you know, finding other people and you know, everything has to be decentralized. This whole movement of death and destruction on a global scale is all the centralization of power and insanity and control. And we need to move away opposite of that and work locally and basically get together with your neighbors and the community and become more resourceful and arm yourself with what you can do for the people in your immediate environment, because that's where the protection and safety is.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Go and run for the school boards. I mean, they've been taken over by, you know, a communist satanic kind of group that basically is contaminating our children and confusing them with sexual identity disorder. It's real toxic. And so you start from the local level and build upwards, and we will turn it around. You know, we're committed. What goes on up there in Canada is going to go on in the whole world. And it's
Is. Yeah, it already is, Joaquin. Yeah, we're at the end of our time here. And so Chance in West Virginia, Rita in Missouri, Esther in Washington, thanks for your calls. This has been amazing. Joaquin Hagopian, you can look him up. He's out there. And it really blows me away that, you know, when you're injected, all of a sudden you are owned by the patent holders. So that's pretty scary stuff. All I have to do is look at Monsanto and what they've done to farmers and their crops when their stuff leaches into their crops and they take their farms away. This is exactly what they've got in store for us, folks. Keep praying hard and strong. Stay steadfast in the word. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.